Hey everyone, this is Annabelle Mihangos. Thank you so much for checking out the Law of Gold podcast. I greatly appreciate it. Today we're going to be taking a look at how to turn defeats into victories. And this is very important because in life, there are going to be moments of defeat. As much as we want it to be, it's not always going to be moments of enjoyment and fun and laughter. It's not always going to be moments of victory. We are going to fall and stumble once in a while. So we want to make sure that we know how to pick ourselves back up, brush ourselves off, and continue moving forward towards our goals. And those are the things that David J. Schwartz, Dr. Schwartz, really talks about in this chapter. He brings to our attention five different points, but since the most of them, I'm very sure that we've heard of them already, things like we want to make sure that we learn from our mistakes, learn from the things that we did wrong to ultimately cause the defeat, learn from those mistakes, and re-strategize, regroup, and continue moving forward with that new knowledge so that we make better decisions in the future so we have that desired result. So he mentions things like that, and I want to talk about things that I haven't really heard about too much. I haven't heard a lot of these personal development coaches talk about too much, and I want to bring that to your attention. And the very first one is stop blaming luck. Now, this one's very important because it can really mess with our minds to think in this way, saying, oh, I was just unlucky. Oh, that person got the result that I wanted because he was luckier than I was. When in reality, they just ended up doing something that we didn't do, or they were able to create some kind of strategy to gain favor over someone else, and we could have adopted that same strategy, but for whatever reason, we didn't. And at the end of the day, we just need to make sure that we regroup ourselves, we brush ourselves off, and we keep getting up to move forward. Regardless of the situation that we were in, we can always continue learning from our mistakes. Remember, luck has absolutely nothing to do with it. And David J. Schwartz even goes so far to say, blaming luck never got anyone where he wanted to go. And the second thing that I want to bring to your attention is actually persistence with experimentation. And that second part, the experimentation, is the most crucial aspect of this point. And the reason for that is because we already know that doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is insanity. There's no reason for us to really expect a different result if we continuously doing the same thing over and over again. And one of the stories that David J. Schwartz, Dr. Schwartz actually mentions in this chapter is a friend that he had where he was trying to become a new writer. He wanted to start writing short stories and gain recognition as a professional writer with these short stories. The problem was that he kept making short stories with the same structure, the same format, and none of them would pick up steam. None of them would receive critical acclaim. They wouldn't receive a lot of viewers and readers. And he just kept making it over and over again with the same structure, same format. Nothing changed. And he expected that over time, people would just realize that his stories were phenomenal and that they would catch on. It wasn't until Dr. Schwartz started talking about how experimentation was a big part in the overall success of a lot of these successful people. And so this writer started experimenting with his style of writing. He started modifying the format. He started doing a little things differently and changing the way the stories flowed. And then with one of those experimentations, it actually caught fire, meaning a lot of people started reading it and it really became popular. And so if he hadn't experimented with this strategy in writing those stories, he would not have received all that praise because of the stories that he was writing. So that's essentially the goal for us as either business owners, employees, or just overall people in this world. We need to continuously do things, right? We need to continuously find ways to improve, but at the same time, we need to experiment with the way that we're doing it and experimenting with our strategies, our marketing strategies, our basically life strategies, our sales processes, things like that. We need to experiment because although things that we have right now may be working and they may be pretty good, we don't know if they can be better. And the only way that we can know if they're going to be better is with experimentation, with experimenting. So always find ways to experiment in everything that you do, whether it's reserving like a marketing budget to experiment with a new marketing strategy or try different things in your sales process, different things in your follow-up strategy, things like that. Quite literally, we would not have a lot of these technological advancements in the world if there was no experimentation done way back in the day. So we definitely want to continue experimenting now and have a better successful future. So I know this episode is very short, but I just wanted to bring these two points to your attention. The Magic of Thinking Big by David A. Schwartz is a phenomenal book. I'm definitely enjoying reading it. There's a couple more chapters to go until I'm done with the book. So I'm going to be making episodes on this podcast for every single chapter that I read. And I hope you'll join me for the ride. So make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And until next time, have a fantastic day.